Bidenomics, inflation persists and jobs decay. Commentary. Last week brought bad news for the American people and President Joe Biden. Inflation persists and jobs are decaying. On inflation, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported prices rose 3.5% between March 2023 and March 2024. This bad number is far higher than the U.S. Federal Reserve's goal of 2% inflation, and it follows 3 years of price increases. Inflation continues to build even after the Federal Reserve pushed interest rates to their highest point in 23 years. Much to the Fed's dismay, its restrictive private sector policies are being more than offset by the Biden administration's massive deficits. While the Fed is trying to take liquidity out of the system and force a slowdown to lower inflation, the Biden administration keeps pumping borrowed money into the economy. The contradiction between the Fed and the Biden White House increases the scale of government and shrinks the private sector. Furthermore, since the federal government is the world's largest debtor, high interest rates translate into an even bigger federal deficit. So, the long-run consequences of Bidenomics on inflation is staggering. Measured from the time President Joe Biden took office, the prices Americans are paying have skyrocketed. In just 3.5 years, the price of eggs is up 49.3%, gasoline is up 47.5%, peanut butter is up 40%, butter and margarine are up 32%, electricity is up 28.3%, airfare is up 32.7%, used cars are up 20.9%, and the list continues. The American people feel these price increases, and they are unhappy. Most Americans rate the economy as poor, while only 38% consider the economy is in good shape. As the Wall Street Journal editorialized, "If voters are downbeat about the economy, persistent inflation is a good reason." Price increases across the Biden presidency are unlike anything Americans have seen in recent decades. They have been a particular shock for low-income and younger workers who haven't accumulated a wealth cushion in the stock market or housing values. Mr. Biden is the main architect of his inflation problem and ours. Mark Halperin, with his usual insight, asserted, "The story of who will win this election might just be that voters demand a change from the mind-boggling high cost of almost everything. The prices are just too damn high." As if inflation was not a big enough problem, there is an even bigger problem growing with the employment news. As Matt Weidinger outlined in AEI Ideas, in the past 12 months, employment among U.S. natives is down by 651,000. Those declines were focused on men, a group President Biden already has increasing difficulties winning over. In contrast, employment among foreign-born individuals grew by 1,266,000 in the past year, driven by the rapidly growing population of foreign-born individuals ages 16 and over in the U.S., which rose by almost 2.6 million during the past year. The gap between U.S. native and foreign-born employment is even starker since last summer. Since its peak in July 2023, employment of U.S. natives has fallen by over 2.0 million, while employment of the foreign-born has risen by almost 1.4 million. From President Biden's standpoint, Weidinger highlights a deadly detail. Friday's jobs report reveals that unemployment among Black or African American individuals rose in March for the third consecutive month to over 1.4 million, the highest level since January 2022. That group's unemployment rate has risen from 5.1% to 6.4% in the past year. The jobs numbers contain even more problems for President Biden because part-time jobs are increasing much faster than full-time jobs. More and more Americans are finding themselves working two or three jobs, often with little or no benefits, just to make ends meet in an economy of constantly rising prices. So, Bidenomics means rising prices, fewer jobs, more part-time employment, and a desperate sense that things are just not working. Still, the propaganda media is trying hard to paint a pretty picture. CNN, for example, called the latest monthly jobs report a blowout. but everyday Americans know when they go to the grocery store, pay monthly bills, or fill up their cars that life has gotten harder under President Biden. The trademark of Bidenomics may be the steady shrinking of products. Take a Trump-era candy bar or box of cereal and place it next to the same product today. In most cases, the price increased and the unit size has shrunk. Simply put, Bidenomics means you get less for more. If this economic failure persists for another 7 months, and it almost certainly will, then Bidenomics may be Biden's downfall. From Gingrich360.com.